All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner, the moment you've all been waiting for. We've got a Lady Death run of the Harrowing. This comes right after Death Becomes Her. So it's really weird that it starts off as, like, number five, even though, yeah, there is no one, two, three, and four. It just comes right after Death Becomes Her. So, don't know why that is. That's just what I've seen from the reading order. And we had a lot of stuff, of course, to cover before we got here, but now we're here. So let's go ahead and get started. Also, I'm loving this look. Okay, so Lady Death the Harrowing, number five. It's just, okay, so this is issue number five of some kind of run. I have no idea why they called it five. It's got me really confused. But this is just the start of the Harrowing. And I'm scrapping my plans. We're going to do the whole Harrowing. Because why not? We got a whole Vampirella thing to give you in December. So we might as well do the Lady Death now. Story so far. After a long journey, Lady Death returned to Hell, crushed all opposition, and declared herself ruler in the place of Lucifer. But Leviatha, the beguiling sorceress who was Lucifer's first wife, had other plans. Leviatha made Lady Death's fortress into a torture chamber for Visago, Cremator, and the Nameless Wolves, and transformed proud Lady Death into fragile human hope. Of course, Brian Polito, David Quinn, Mike Diodato Jr., and Lewis Studios. And this was in 1998. It is said that every time she blinks her eyes, something dies. When she opens her heart to love, legends offer, all the known will collide into one world of the dead. And if she betrays that love, death itself will die. I am Hell's only hope. Resist me and learn the meaning of the word Holocaust. In the mythology of every world, she is the paragon of sensual desire and the last woman you would ever want to meet. Lady Death. Or so went the story, once upon a time, before Leviatha. Death, be not proud. Without the soul of hope, you are less than nothing. Before Leviatha entombed the lady's allies. Snort. You would rule Hell, but the weight of your ambition rests on the shoulders of a peasant girl. Live as that girl, if you can, and understand. For overreaching yourself, for betraying loud Lucifer, you will suffer the curse defined by your own battle cry. Before Leviatha sentenced Lady Death to a bleak, remote part of Hell, a place the lady had never stooped to visit, a place called Resignation. You say you are Hell's only hope? There then be only hope! After 5 centuries as a deity, I was now simply Hope, a creature too human to raise the lady's sword nightmare from Resignation's black, glassy desert. Lady Death struggled to free herself from her unholy bond with Nightmare. We need blood! Excuse me. We know that, but let's do it again. We need fresh blood, girl child! Give us what we crave, or be our next feast. Hungry? You, will have to help serve, yourself. I can't afford to even try. Yes, you foul demon smelled flesh and blood. Flash! Rawr! Did you think death only came from a cold, pale hand? Rah! Flesh in hell, but she bites with the sword of legend. What? Could I be sweating? Yes, Hope, you will do. Sweating? By heaven, I forgot that. Just a few drops of moisture, but the sharp scent transports me 500 years. You are 5 years old today, old enough to appreciate the most precious gift I can offer. Oh, Father! Matthias's grip is steel, forcing me past the warning painted on the door into the stifling darkness. Young eyes, however, adjust to darkness quickly. Survival shall be your gift, but you must seize it for yourself if you can, or remain like your mother and all other fools, no more than decay waiting to happen. Peter, I saw, and even helped bleed countless victims of the plague that spring. I still smell that first one. Matthias makes me watch while necrosis colors Peter's skin black from within. Peter's last fevered prayer to Saint Sebastian ends in a sputter of blood and blasphemy. Matthias laughs, his opinion of my mother's faith confirmed. Life ebbs from his eyes. I accept my birthday present. I, too, am decay waiting to happen. Just recently, Death himself showed Lady Death that although I renounce humanity, I never died. Never died! I am still decay. No, not for all the demons in hell! As you wish, child. We have drained this one anyway. And stop calling me child. What? Yes, can sweat, itch, bleed, suffer, heartburn. Excuse me, let's try that one again. Yes, you can sweat, itch, bleed, suffer, heartburn, and die. So, ready to buy a clue? Pagan, human or not, I'll hack you into so many pieces. Need blood. Honey, you won't have time. Ha! Blood. Nightmare, let me walk now, and you shall have more blood than you can consume. Shing! You're still a wee bit miffed at your hard-working, humble jester. I got it. But rumor of your makeover is spreading fast. I do not back down, pagan. Now stay out of my way. Elsewhere in hell. Okay, but if I had your gift for pissing off the nastiest people, I'd scurry. Hurry, you toad! Arr, my minions! Are you lying to your awful lord and infernal majesty? Leviathan disposed the lady, but Leviathan's gone! Hell is up for grabs again! That wench who stole my rightful rule? Mortal? Chunk! Beware! Things fall apart. Grrr! Koosh! Ivo Voglia! The awesome! Oh, hold on. There was like, hell itself is not sound, your flatulence. And it says, the awesome will bestow nobility to the one who brings me the meat that was once the rebel against the seven sins, Lady Death. Remember, human is more juicy served alive. Hell seems bigger. So many places I've never seen. The Wood of Suicide should provide some cover from hunters if I don't get distracted by the cries of the damned. Please, aren't you the one called Death? Damn you, pagan. You might have transported me to the endless graveyard. Not that I'd trust you. You had Lady Death banished from hell. You'd cut me down without a thought. Release us, please. You're probably conspiring with Leviathan now that Lucifer is gone. I forgot how skin itches, and I'm actually feeling hunger. Hear me, you undersized clown. If you and your mistress are waiting to see me give up, you'll see Armageddon first. Child soon will grow too weak to protect you. Death, we need you too. Give us the sweet rest of oblivion. Just keep walking. Blood! We need blood! Should I? No hope wouldn't trust a warning from an undersized clown. Besides, why spoil the show? When you feed, you will feed powerfully, so unless you have learned how to walk, I suggest you obey. Snacked! What was that noise? Human senses are so dull. Hello, mon petit, may I say, how delighted I am to meet you in the flesh. Of the multitude of assassins, none will dispatch you quite as elegantly, as shrill. This one's voice is grating, but her blood will be so sweet. This ground is well chosen for an exercise in futility, creature. Elegance aside, I'd say you're just the latest suicide. Hee, hee, hee! My whip gives swiftly the death and decay, mon chéri. Oh, thank you! You'll be less irritating, shrill, when I cut the head from your shoulder. Ah! Skoomf! Die! Ugh! Blood! Oh, now you insult shrill. I will collect souvenirs from you before claiming my bounty. Crack! Well, boldly, I will not miss your ripe lips upon his platter, no. Voboglia! Whatever that hill of excrement is offering, slip. Hope, with my eyes closed, I might confuse you for the lady. Ah! Chuck! No one's buying a reputation with my dead body. But stay sharp, girlfriend. Not all bounty hunters are as obvious as this nasty little croissant. Ah! Finally, wretch, savory blood! Show yourself, pagan. I know you're here. So crutchable, so devourable, and she's mine. Well fed, the sword is lighter. It sings through the air. It sings for you, pagan. Oh, I am just quivering to my pointed toes. Oh, Puck! Gah! Valboglia! Wench, I'm not above serving my own feast! A feast on your bones! Trink! Lady Death dispatched you casually! This one's blood is foul! But we need it now! Scavenger! Ugh! Coward! You wouldn't face me if you thought I could defend mice. Grr! Blood! Wanna kill him? Feed us blood! By Satrina's skull, she'll do it! Yes, your blood tastes of angels. You will die, Valboglia! And this time, I shall make it hurt! Runch! Drink, damn you! Well done, child. It's going to be splendid working with you. Drink and be silent. Later, the Endless Graveyard. Lady Death, with Cremator, Visago, and your nameless wolves in prison, with all hell against us, you left me to unify, to save hell. Did you ever ask yourself, is hell worth saving? I've been slow to remember this body. I've been tempted to feel sorry for myself. But that ends here and now. I am more than enough to survive. Oh, such chills I'm getting. This would be sweet with music swelling. Not a dry seat in the house, I'm telling ya. Big finale, then cut to the, pun intended, hopeless last stand. You know better than anyone, choices motivated by survival often bite you in the pagan. You're not amusing, and I'm not too spent to slice you so thin even rats would refuse to gnaw. Ooh, you want amusing. Oh, fool figured and gloomy used to wipe out whole armies with a thought. But you gotta hurt 'em as they go, girl. Ha ha! I'm not a girl. I meant to say Queen of Hell. I'm so forgetful. What did I promise to warn you? Was it the coming of three visitors, your father's new plan? My father? Matthias? Whoops, these three visitors never forget. Perfect concentration they got. Heaven's hitmen are funny that way. What's happening?
Crunch!
Oh, now you need your old friend, Pagan. You want timely tips on Seraphim assassins, maybe? What? Here's a tip. Death walks in threes, baby. Hee hee. Ah! Chugga, chugga, chugga. No! Ah! But first, one last peasant approaches in humble tribute to your majesty. Chugga, chugga, chuck! Ah! Ah! Hear me, bounty hunter. I'm not dead yet. Trapped between thugs and mysteries, who turned my endless graveyard against me? And what intelligence could scum like Pagan have of assassins from heaven? Ooh, tell that to the bad boys from the box seats in the sky. Pagan, how can I free myself to fight? 1 billion red blood cells kick off every day so you keep the pink in your sweet little cheeks. Do they create such drama? Do they fight? Uriel, unshacken, unseduced fire of almighty God, meet hope, survivor. Damn you, Pagan! That's been done! Next, heaven sent. Okay, the chaos to come. And last rites. Ooh, fan art. That's actually a really good one. Rex Yount. If I'm not mistaken, I believe he went on to become a comic artist himself. I know that last name. It's very familiar. But he could be writing under a pen name, or drawing under a pen name in this case. Alright, so, let's get going with the next issue. 18 months into the end. We know the story so far, guys. Lady Death's endless graveyard. Uriel has stormed the gates of Horn and Ivory to touch Hope. Once she was Lady Death, Hell's commander. Now she's its only human occupant. Chosen one of the War of the Judgment, the Seraphim have consigned you to cleansing. The fire of God will take you in a fraction of a mortal second. Be not afraid. Stay back. I am warning you. Lady Death's pitiless chill could freeze this assassin. But what can I do but smell my flesh as it starts to burn? Pray for help? From hell?
Ah, we crave the blood of the host on high, not its fire.
No, I don't pray. I command! Nightmare, you obscenity, I've seen how you adapt to any conflict, demon sword. Give me protection before I cook, now! Yes!
Be not afraid!
No, you great gleaming thug. You need to be not afraid. Damn, she looks like she's gonna play Mutant League football or something. You can toss off the name of God and torch things. Chuck, but can you handle hope? We can armor you, but we can burn. Understand, Nightmare. I trust you prefer swimming in lava to remaining here. Ploosh! Hope may have escaped incineration for now. But in Lady Death's fortress, the blood of Cremator boils.
Arr! Hell's defenses have been breached. My lady is under siege. As Hell's guardian, all that I am hungers for the battle. But the more I struggle, the more this curse bites my flesh.
And in a seldom seen corner of heaven.
Hell, help me, I will be free.
Stefano? Our lady's not about to get a cavalry charge from the, supporting cast. Massimo, I told you, don't mention her, someone might hear.
Who? Since the Seraphim declared martial law, no one cares about our thing. When was the time a cherub dropped in to help us tidy?
Shh! Look, the nightclub in Sao Paulo.
That's right, darling. Come on in. Be not afraid.
Impossible! You know he thrives on the impossible.
Dude, tell me when it's over.
You can't silence me. You've betrayed the cause of heaven.
I won't go back, Michael. Your judgment war is not my war. That is not for us to decide, Gabriel. There will be one God, one way in heaven. That's why I bailed from heaven, you Judas. You fascist assassin. Dude, I never ever want to piss that hard case off. But check it out. Did Michael ask to be the sword hand of God? Heavy dues, man. So how is she doing? Uriel, unshaken, unseduced, total in his concentration. This seraph rules fire and terror. Uriel holds the key to hell. Its destruction on Judgment Day is his gig, if all goes by the books. You mean if our involvement doesn't mess with the books? It's on you if we get busted. These working class angels are the parabola. Heaven's librarians. You insisted we use Pagan to warn her Heaven's hitmen were coming, if Michael catches on. Dude, if we don't want a fricassee like Gabriel, we better destroy our collection. Michael wept a single tear when he learned the assassins had been sent. It changed into a diamond when he crushed to dust. Which he crushed to dust between two fingers. Oh no! Archangel Michael, this pernicious stuff of evil. We gathered it here to destroy it. Be silent. Did the Chosen One get a warning at least? Of course, I insisted we send a kind of sort of herald. That's standard. There are no standards anymore. Speak of this to no one, and do not destroy this evidence. And if anyone asks, anyone, I was never here. Under Gehenna, hell. I can't be distracted by the wailing of the damned. Choom! Nor can Nightmare and I hide in molten lava. Pagan tempts me in his warning. He mentioned my father, Matthias. What did he mean? Finally, you think of your beloved sire a little late. What, Matthias, are you still alive? Will questions save you from the fire of heaven, little one? Run! We must have blood! We're weak! Feed us! I heard, damn you. And I heard you were human. Why does he look like a xenomorph? Proud lady, and had to see for myself. Now I will end the plague once known as Lady Death. So weak. Sorry, little demon. Heaven's spoken for me already. Choom! Blood! Matthias, Uriel's concentration is ruthless. How can I beat him? And how can I trust you, father? Oh, do not think I've grown soft, daughter. I am still damned and evil and proud of it. But your survival is in my self-interest. We are both at war with hell and heaven now. Remember who you are. And instead of flailing about, why not introduce that vampire sword of yours to Lady Styx? Of course. Above, radiant and unshaken, Uriel walks, his path cleansed by heaven's fire. Soon, at the crimson banks of the River Styx. Lady Styx, once I would have commanded you, but now I entreat you, please. My assassin's coming. Yes! Oops. Yes, let my blade drink of your life.
Well done, Hope. Within Lady Styx flows the richest blood in hell.
Hear me, Seraphim. If heaven stands against me, let it come. But prepare to remember forever the day the skies of hell rain the blood of angels.
Fwash! Splash! Yes, more blood!
I am hell's protector. Till judgment, when it shall be mine to destroy. No angel knows hell like I do. You cowardly hide.
You arrogant! How can an angel be as smug as Lucifer himself? I am Lady Death. I rule hell!
Hold on. I cannot see that. Let me see. Is there a... There we go.
irrelevant. I am charged by the Seraphim to deliver the dead body of the Chosen One into their hands. Splash! No! Let go!
Then extra lids roll down over Uriel's eyes.
Embrace your death. No peace. I will speak no more.
She said, of course she's saying no. And she's like, not death, not for you, never. And even blood red river Styx becomes steam as the true fire begins. Interlude. At Heaven's border, the sorceress Leviathan has just become intrigued. Why am I drawn to the gates of heaven? I feel traces of you, my lover, but you are not yourself, and someone else keeps watch. Once again, I have a rival for your sweet attention. By heaven's narrow standards, I am not worthy. I cannot enter. Unless you corrupted the gates somehow, my love.
Of course!
Now I know. I'm coming, my lord and love, and no rival will stop me. End interlude. How I hate this mortal pain. Matthias lied when he promised me I could renounce the flesh. Wait, Matthias warned me to remember who I am. What a shame I had to get thrashed to understand what he meant.
Uriel, bathed in the Styx. You cannot lie. You do acknowledge that I am the Chosen One of the War of Judgment, yes?
So, what if the Seraphim sent you on your mission? In error. You said you'll protect Hell to the day you, and only you, must destroy it at the end of Judgment. Otherwise, you would have destroyed Styx to kill me. Answer this. How can you bring the dead body of the Chosen One to the Seraphim if the Chosen One is part of Hell and the outcome of the Judgment War has not yet been chosen?
You are correct. My mission contradicts itself.
Wrong! The Seraphim lied to you! A lie that would shame the Prince of Lies, Lord Lucifer himself!
Arrgh!
In the split second that the angel's perfect concentration falters, hope strikes. Her scream resounds throughout hell.
Human hope. Ugh. Your weapon is but an irritant. But you have made me question the command of heaven's highest, and I find myself unable to...
The angel's ground-shaking voice dies in his throat as he stares at the distant horizon. At this height, there can be no mistake. Hell, the hell that should be Uriel's alone to destroy, is unmaking itself. Devastating Uriel is unshaken, unseduced, total in his concentration once more. Though now he burns to know the truth from heaven's Seraphim. Splash! While hope may have survived an angel's wrath, but she can still drown. Hold on, I think I may have even read that wrong. I was trying to do it like this, but let's do that again. Though now he burns to know the truth from heaven's Seraphim, devastating Uriel is unshaken, unseduced, total in his concentration once more. While hope may have survived an angel's wrath, but she can still drown.
Splash! Unless...
Plish! Plish! Matthias knew a secret when he referred to Hell's River of Blood as Lady Styx. And the lady can find mercy in her liquid heart for human hope.
No, I can't embrace death. I refuse it.
Later, wrapped in the cloak of Lady Styx, Hope faces the tortured fortress of Lady Death.
Cremator! Visago! Nameless Wolves! Somehow I know you are my only allies. I will free you, but first, I must watch Hell's skies for the next warrior assassin.
Daughter! You are unworthy of survival! Did you think my warning applied only to Uriel? Remember who you are!
I know what you want, Matthias.
You want me to renounce humanity again so Lady Death can fight the Seraphim. And you think I don't have the will, but you are wrong. I conjure thee here, invisible shadow. Hope, what are you doing? You're burning! Illuminators of darkness, destroyers of light, I call to thee. By the name which I was given, I ask thy gate to open. I have learned from Uriel's moment of doubt, Hope. Oh, excuse me. There's one more part to that. Open to me! I have learned from Uriel's moment of doubt, Hope. Trust me, I love my work too much to question heaven or hell. If the fire does not take you, Hope, Santa Gloria will. Next, temptation. Alright, they still said they're gonna do that sword. Does anybody have this sword? Anybody watching? I know there's people on YouTube. Does anybody here have the sword? Comment if you guys actually got the freaking Lady Death sword. And I mean the authentic one that Chaos Comics was doing. I don't know if they ever went through with that, but I know a lot of you guys watch this on YouTube. So somebody out of the thousands of people that check these videos out, some of you guys, or one of you guys, has to have that damn sword if they put it out. Because I know a Lady Death fan would be like, I gotta buy that sword. Back in like 98, 99, whenever this thing came out. I want to know that that thing existed, because it is cool as hell. And I've only seen like the prototypes. That's pretty good. Oh, cool. Early cosplay. You know, before they even called it cosplay. It was just dressing up as characters. Melanie McKiwi prepares to rock the House Chaos style. Okay. Lady Death. And 17 months until the end. I gotta say, Mike Deodato Jr.'s art is great. I think he's really put a lot of passion into these pages. Hell. Hope spoke her father Matthias's ancient incantation, her last bid for survival. She thought it would restore to her Lady Death's invulnerability. Instead, her all-too-human flesh burns. And by the way, do you guys notice some, like, Spawnisms in the art and in the character design? It seemed like Spawn was so popular at the time that a lot of indie comics kind of wanted to go with that style and look of characters. Because I've seen some things that kind of remind me of McFarlane's work. And I'm like, maybe there was just a lot of inspiration then. I'm not saying somebody copied, but I'm saying there was definitely some inspiration going on around that time. It was the late 90s. So, let me start again. Hope spoke her father Matthias's ancient incantation, her last bid for survival. She thought it would restore to her Lady Death's invulnerability. Instead, her all-too-human flesh burns. Open to me! While Santa Gloria works, as patient as only an angel assassin can be. My wrathful war drones hover above. My gnashing pits gape below. If your fire does not finish you, Hope, my creations will. And I won't even have to dirty my hands touching you. Heaven's Library, where the librarians can't tear themselves away from the unfolding story. The Seraphim Council laid down the law. Lady Death is history. No, look inside the Lady's fortress. Her allies. Resist, Visago. See? Brilliant, just what I would have done. Why do you think Hell's Guardian is called Cremator? Ah, dude, is he going where I think he's going? See what happens to those who side with Our Lady? And we got busted hiding our shrine to her by Michael himself. We are so totally doomed. Hey, speaking of the Archangel, Hope is so beautifully fierce. Heaven and hell hound her, but she never quits. If I dare speak my heart to the Seraphim Council, I will be hunted too. What I cannot understand is this belligerence. We Seraphim never made war on any but rebels in our own midst. I always assumed hell would declare the judgment war. Is it right that heaven spill first blood? You have never questioned the will of heaven, Michael. Should you start now? Highest of the high, I am the sword hand of God. If hope must die, let me. If the chosen one lives, she, not heaven, will determine the outcome of the rapture. Why this personal interest in her, Michael? Whose side are you on? You would ask that of the soldier who put Lucifer in his place? Peace be with you. I had to come to you. What I must do cannot be accomplished through the politics of heaven. How strange to hear that well-worn complaint from you, heaven's greatest cheerleader. Oh, where is he now? No one consults us in heaven's politics. We who have waited forever to be the wrath of God. But Michael looks humbled. He can't be with... No, impossible. We keep forgetting he thrives on the impossible. Help me. Help you. Play behind heaven's back? Bad, bad boy. But we, like you, have needs. Would you save your little infatuation? See her survive and thrive once more. Even if it meant she would be indebted to us? So be it. Hell. Ah, isn't that just like a woman? Heaven's hit babe has troubled herself to crank out a massive spanking machine in your honor, Hope. But you're such a princess, you're taking your own sweet time, roasting alive. Ah, ah, ah! His wave of disintegration sweeping through hell doesn't look like much fun, though. With Lucifer gone, the big question pagan fans are asking is, who'll save me? Should I throw in with the God Squad? But what bores? But who? Oh, it's only Lucifer's fool, pagan. Nothing important, unless, yes, I can use you, little clown. Within the fire. Cancel this flame you called down upon us, girl. Without more blood, our strength would be exhausted. We cannot defend you forever. I cannot stop it. It's as if the flame is coming from within me. Ooh, excuse me. Ah, Hope, after centuries, we burn again together. What would you be willing to give up, child, to save yourself from yourself? Father! You're alive! I have no body, thanks to you. I can retain this elemental form when I must. So shut up and learn. The source of this flame is your soul. Your fortress and your endless graveyard come from you as well. Lady Death was a killer, Matthias. But when forced, Hope can kill, too. You abused me and manipulated me every time. I won't ever accept that again. You little... Flash! I am offered a chance to show my humanity. And what do I do? And what I do? Is even a shred of my innocence left? My, you have grown up, brat. A little. Even death can't free you from the agony that burns within your soul. But look at me. I renounce my soul. I've never felt more powerful. You already renounce humanity. How much could it hurt to let go of your soul, Let go. I am waiting, my daughter. No! Hope. Oh! There is another way. No, 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 not another one. Be not afraid. I have stared at her image so many times. Here she is, so lovely, yet somehow so savage. Did you... stop the burning? How? Does she realize I'm staring? So human. I am Michael. Michael, if you're not one of the angels sent to murder me, please help me. What's this, Hope?
This puffed up lad, smitten with his little damsel in distress, I don't approve. Silence! Her rage is formidable. This pawn of God only wants to use you. I want to be alone with Hope. What? While outside the flames. Well, Hope, when you have completed your little family drama, I'll be waiting. My work is done. Do you recognize the eternal scythe of the Covenant? I know Lady Death saw it when she met Death. Like Matthias, the sword called Nightmare will steal your soul. The scythe will not. Give me Nightmare, Hope. Free yourself from its curse. Take up the scythe. Be Death and survive. Please don't let fear or the spirit of your sword choose for you, Hope. Many grave choices lay ahead for you. You must choose for yourself. Perhaps Lady Death could survive separation from the blade. I can't. I'm alive now. I can't wed myself to Death again. Nightmare is exhausted. Santa Gloria has remade hell into your death trap. I cannot fight for you. You will die. If that's what you think, then thanks for stopping my fire. Now stay out of my way. I see you must survive your way. Yes. Nothing better. But let my modest sacrifice buy you time to reconsider. Hold on. I did that wrong. Nothing better than the blood of heaven, but let my modest sacrifice buy you time to reconsider. One drop and we could slaughter an army of thousands. Killer. The flame surrounding Hope vanishes with the Archangel, and once again, Hope makes her stand alone. Hey! Oh, Cremator, I could use you here. The shrieking from Santa Gloria's creations may take my breath away, but nothing will keep me out of action. Come on, ugly! Snap, snap, or should I say, ugly and stupid? Hope, your survival instinct is stronger than most mortals, but so is your rage. Destroy my war toys. Your rage has already undone you. Blood! These things of magic have no blood! I promise you heaven's blood, damn you! Just give me all you have left! Foosh! Help me take control of my battle by choosing its ground! I need Visago. How can I free my friends? Nash! Santa Gloria, you can create, but you cannot lead. Is this the best heaven has to offer? Blood! We smell blood! So you do. Pagan!
Oh, hello, Hope, dear. Did you know that if you kill me, you'll never learn the Nightmare Blade's true origin and purpose? How will I live with myself?
Slash! Blood! Yes, blood!
You betrayed me, Pagan. You consign me to banishment, forever excluded from my world, my home. You cut away my last tie to my former innocence, to life.
Okay, so I was a wee bit of a cad. That's my gig, but don't you... Slash! Get it?
Oh, save it. Shunk. Nothing you can say. Slish is worth relinquishing the pleasure of making you suffer as you have made me suffer.
I don't frickin' believe this. I didn't make you suffer. I made Lady D suffer. You have murdered me, you little twit.
So die, and quietly, please, Pagan. I have an angel's army to kill, too.
Blip, blip, plop, slop. Slip! Grosh!
Funny you should mention Santa Gloria, kiddo. Cause I kinda signed a deal with her myself. Do this thing for her. She gets me out of the clown of hell song and dance. Say goodnight, Hopi, but you don't have to die quietly. Rock! Ah!
Interlude at Heaven's Border. Sorceress Leviathan makes a discovery.
My beloved disintegrated in Heaven's Gate, but the gate was compromised too. I'm not too late to...
No, he's mine. I felt him first. Fallen Angel Melody has made a similar breakthrough. Now to start my greatest work of art ever. No one dares touch the Queen of Hell, Lucifer's true love. Without a sound, something erupts from heaven. But this ominous chrysalis was not targeted at me. Its destination is... hell! What is it?
For a prelude, I think you would be pretty turned inside out.
Let's see. For that, let's try that again. For that, Queen, you should become screaming art yourself. For a prelude, I think you would be pretty turned inside out.
And interlude.
Say goodnight, Hopi. I killed myself.
No, but I will.
Ah, the big man, champion of heaven's lies. Hey, you think God knows you're sneaking some on the wrong side of the tracks? Huh?
The chosen one dies, Michael. Your interference offends heaven.
Though it hurts to see you thus, hope you inspire more awe as a woman than as death. Only death can undo Santa Gloria's damage. And I just felt the descent.
Oh, hold on. Whoa. There's a lot more down here. We forgot some stuff. Let's get it.
I offend heaven? Who conspired with Pagan against an innocent? No witness to my presence in hell may live. Eradicating you, Santa Gloria, will be a pleasure. And then she says, though it hurts to see you thus, hope inspires more awe as a woman than as death. Only death can undo Santa Gloria's damage. And I just felt the descent of the third most deadly seraphim executioner, the Galilean.
Michael, Matthias, you want my victory, but on your terms.
It's time. Take up the powers, territories, and regiments of death. Be death till Armageddon releases us all to be who we were meant to be. Tell me first, you called me innocent. Do you mean that?
More than I can understand. And more than you will ever know, Hope.
Michael's diamond bright tear splashes the scarred rock. In that spot, hell and heaven annihilate each other. A tiny taste of the war of... A tiny taste of the war to judgment to come.
I don't have a choice.
Let's see here. No, I told you, Hope, as the chosen one, in the end... only you can make the final choice.
Yes, I am all that I was, and somehow even more.
The scythe will restore Lady Death, but if she uses it against the Galilean, she will lose all.
For a moment, Hope feels how perfect, how distilled, how pure Death is. In Death, for the first time since she renounced humanity, Hope feels what it is to live.
Do you understand? Please, Hope, remember.
Then Hope is submerged deep beneath the resolute chill of a new Lady Death. The lady does not live, but she survives as ever in tragic sadness.
I am altered.
Hope, what did you do? What did you do to me?
Piercing loneliness.
Michael!
Two executioners tested you. We seraphim know your strengths and weaknesses, mortal and eternal.
And passionate conflict.
Now comes the final harrowing, chosen one, from which there is no return.
Let heaven and hell tremble. This chosen one, I assure you, chooses to accept no more indignities. Let the war begin now.
Next, the stand.
Okay. And then the final one. Ooh, I like this art.
London, Aravano. Yep, that one's okay. Let's see, the harrowing. 8. Here we go, guys. Lackey of heaven. Heaven. Hell. Try that one again. Boy. Just run into 8. Already off. Lackey of heaven. Hell is my domain. Attack me here and you will not survive. I am the Galilean. I was created for you, Lady Death. I am your final harrowing. I am myself again. All that I was and somehow more. Strink. The soul storm that possesses nightmare recoils. Why? This damned sword is a fiend for blood, especially blood of heaven. No matter. Hope changed me when she accepted the eternal scythe, but the raw clay of hell still bends to my will. The seraphim want more for you than this life of pain and sorrow. Let go of your burden of suffering. Beware, lady. It's not an angel. Let go, Hope. I am not Hope. So Lady Death and Hope are distinct entities now. Regardless, I was made for one purpose. To give the Chosen One the peace she deserves. I'll have the peace I deserve by granting all who interfere with a deep and well-deserved grave. There. I did not need the scythe. I needed... Though it pulled me to take hold and use it, I needed Michael. Use the Eternal Scythe on the Galilean, and you will lose everything. You will not use me as you used Hope, Michael. We will meet at Armageddon. See then who loses everything. For now, I'll obliterate the last stains of Leviathan's sorcery. I've probably been saying Leviathan, but yeah. You get it. If you, Michael, or any other adversary wants me, you'll find my new fortress fits my mood. It does. Inside Lady Death's transformed stronghold. Ah! My lady! Grr! Our war is not yet over, Cremator. Visago. Grr, grr.
Blood, you promised. We served you. Now we starve.
Ah, let's have a great big tearful group hug.
Pagan.
Don't hurt yourself, handsome.
Grr. Hey,
Lady D, remember the legions of hell, the wailing, the gnashing, the unwashed horde you claimed you were gonna lead? Well, while you played footsie with angels and redecorated the skull shack, the dam got bored. This Galilean babe's got 'em pretty hotsy-totsy. To ask her, you're the reason hell's going to hell.
Heaven hates me for my responsibility as the chosen one of the coming war. Coming judgment war, guys. Hell hates me because avoiding responsibility is what the damned do best. Well then, pagan, tell them death welcomes them all with open arms. Time to touch up your makeup for your last stand. Me, I'll be leading Hell's legions from the rear. Ha ha! Lady Death should be saving Hell, not hiding. The Galilean rose from the grave to lead us. The mob blames you for abandoning. Cremator, whose side are you on? Yours as always, but I... Silence! Only we can save you, but we must feed... The blood of these animals will have to do. Nightmare, leave the wolves alone. Obey me.
Grrr.
Suddenly, the hissing energy ghosts emanate from Lady Death's strange blade. Doing that again. Suddenly, the hissing energy ghosts emanating from Lady Death's strange blade erupt into a storm.
Nightmare decides who to consume and who to spare. Behold others who attempted to make Nightmare obey. They must pay for their arrogance eternally! You delude yourself, Lady Death. You belong to Nightmare!
Arr! No, not another! Snort!
How fitting, a world of tormented souls dwelling inside my sword. But I will not be Nightmare's slave.
Interlude, the view from Heaven's Library. What's he doing now, Stefano?
I don't get it. Michael abandoned Heaven, covering his tracks from everyone but us.
Shh, I cannot. Freeze, her out.
Humans seem to live for desire, but desire, once stirred, is all-consuming. Desire is nothing but the opening of incomprehensible terror. He punched right through the frickin' planet.
Lady Death fights a Galilean, whom I have sworn not to stand against. My desire, the woman known as Hope, is buried within Lady Death.
Ah!
Yo, that's heavy self-abuse even for him. Massimo, I don't want to think about the coming war between heaven and hell. All bets are off. Can you believe it? Archangel Michael? Can you believe it? Archangel Michael, the sword hand of God, has gone mad?
Hiding again, where? Raise her fortress, drag her out by her hair. She must answer for crimes against hell.
In hell, while Lady Death struggles with Nightmare inside her fortress.
Gah! Gah! More treachery! Lady Death! Choom! Grind, grind!
Whoa, my pawns are getting pulped!
Ah, well, plenty more where they spawn from, eh, Hangman?
The tyrant wants us to exhaust ourselves, The tyrant wants us to exhaust ourselves scaling her walls. We will overrun her in a blood-red tide.
Stop it, you're giving me chills. You heard him, let's get it on.
Do what you will. Rah! There is strength in our number. Rah! And in our self-sacrifice.
Self what? I just remembered somewhere I gotta be. Bye!
I hear the rats gnawing closer. I must control this damn blade now.
Seize the sword, cremator.
Lady Death is tired, and we are hungry to work with new blood.
Urgh!
Climb over the bodies of our slain.
Slam! Urgh!
Just between you and me, ugly, the herd can slaughter itself chasing Lady Death. The bounty on your hide's good enough for me.
Urgh! Higher! Toof!
Let her feel our flame!
You want my blood, Nightmare? Wait in line with the scum outside. You will taste only the blood that I allow.
Choom!
Ah!
Very well. Continue to provide hot nourishment and we will tolerate your willful ways. For now.
As for you, Galilean, your rebellion has my full attention. Now,
snort.
Use the eternal scythe. Cut free of Nightmare. You saw the souls imprisoned by the blade. Do you want to be enslaved?
You could not control Nightmare, Hope, but I can.
You were slave.
I'll squash Heaven's interference, bring Hell to its knees, and then I shall rid myself of you.
Use the scythe? Never.
Ah, I hope they reward me. By the pound!
Mercenary! Idiot! Who's left to pay you?
Death offers one last chance. Go back to heaven, or suffer the correction deserved by your entire meddling breed!
Woman of an earthly mind, you know my answer.
I would not have it any other way.
Shing!
Wait. Between Michael's warning, the rebellion of the damned, and Nightmare's torment, I forgot my most powerful weapon, hell itself!
Thoom!
Thunder? In hell?
Lady Death!
You could have learned from me, fledgling goddess. I have been present at every evolutionary leap. I delivered fire into the hands of man and whispered into his ear as he first observed the atom. Even now, our conflict here ignites a wave of violence that will sweep your beloved Earth towards the Judgment War. Thoom! What is she trying to do to me with this chatter? Why does she keep talking about Earth? I'll never set foot on Earth again! Ah! Excuse me. That's not it. Ah, yes. It is time. Heaven's part is done. For hands of hell must end the threat of the Chosen One. Thoom! Where the Galilean hit, a thin stream of blood slowly eats away the stone of hell. So heaven wants me off the battlefield because it fears my freedom to choose for myself. But only if hell does the dirty work. Heaven is ruled by the insane.
Reign in hell?
The Galilean is slain! Rah! Woman of unearthly mind, she called me. I thought she was trying to weaken me with talk of my lost home. Now I understand. Whichever way I turn, a war is in my way. I accepted that on Earth. I embrace it in hell. She murdered our savior! Crush her! Rah! Hope was right, damn her. I'll need more than nightmare to settle this. Fools! In heaven, in hell. And every domain in between. Some things are true because someone had sufficient power to speak them and make them so. When Lady Death swings for the very first time the eternal scythe of the Covenant, a new truth is spoken. And nothing, not even death, will ever be the same. Heaven's manipulations made you forget who I am. Death simply is. There is no rebelling against it. Interlude. Sorceress Leviatha gazes into heaven's gate. Insult me no more, m'lady. Lucifer is mine. No! Wait, none but the pure in heart can pass through heaven's gate. Ah! I told you, wench. No! So we are stuck with each other. It will take both of us and all our creative powers to renew him the way I know my lord and love should be. End interlude. Hell. At last, my lady, hell kneels in the ashes of those who stood against you. I thought nightmare was dangerous where the scythe strikes. Not even bones remain. Children of hell, survivors, we have come through the harrowing. Hell's former infernal powers, hell's bureaucrats, failed. Heaven flaunted its assassins, and even they fell. As for the vulgar herd, the rebels amongst us, well, the fire of my wrath was kindled, and you saw how it was quenched. Hell is mine, now and forever.
Goddess, we are with you, so what are you gonna do about that?
No! My lady, what now? What will I do now? Hell is mine, and hell is disintegrating. I sensed it ever since my return, but I did not pay attention. Lady Death, the Covenant. Okay, guys, that seems to be it. Okay, so he's got some things to say. Hey, friends. Ooh, that's not... Brian. Hey friends, Quinn here. Starting here and now with help from those beloved misfits of Chaos, I'm going to be answering your letters to the lady in person. From what I've seen so far, Chaos people rock, so I'm happy to jump in and have a little party on paper with you. But I can't answer you if you don't write, so do it. Let's begin with your freshest comments spewed back at us around the April release of Lady Death number 4. That issue featured the landmark conclusion of the Wicked Ways storyline, brought to you by Brian Polito and Phil Notman. Plot, Stephen Hughes, black and white art, and Elizabeth Lewis, color art. Me, well, it kind of fell off the credits, but I wrote the script based on Brian and Phil's plot. Over to you. Okay. So, yeah, that doesn't...
didn't really have a whole lot to do with anything, so I do apologize for that. I thought it was going to be some kind of extra message. Is there anything he has to say? Well, that's David Quinn. I don't see anything. Okay, well, I mean, all we know is that the Covenant storyline is next. And there's some more cosplay. Okay, here it says, the next issue, the return of illustrator Stephen Hughes. Oh, wow, awesome. And the launch of the breakthrough tale that redefines the Chaos Cosmos, the Covenant. Wow, Fiend About Town, Quinn. Yeah, that's David Quinn there. All right, so, I mean, that's not David Quinn. That's like a fan, but but yeah, you know what I mean. All right, guys. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and we are done with Lady Death for, well, this month. But we've got more Chaos Comics coming up. You know, the Warren Comics stuff kind of blends in. And we've got a big Vampirella thing coming up. Like a big Vampirella thing. So, perfect time for that is December. Now, it will be a very rough time for me. I might be really exhausted, and it's already starting to get rough now. So, I mean, you know what it is, guys. Retail, it's rough. But, all right, guys, if you did like this, I know that I messed up a lot, like, a lot. And it's just, again, you know, it's a rougher time of year. But anyway, if you did like this, definitely go ahead and like, subscribe, share, let other people know. And if you want to, you can donate. Well, yeah, donate to the Patreon. Subscribe to the Patreon, whatever, whatever they call it. I'm an older guy, so I'm not one of these guys like, if you like, you can surprise it, you know. But yeah, if you want to, go ahead and subscribe to the Patreon. It would help. There's five tiers there. And you can just give a dollar. Like, I literally don't care. I'm not going to be upset if people, like, give me, like, a dollar. Five people, oh, here's a dollar, Grim. That's fine. It's literally not a big deal. I'm not messed up. That's $5 that you think I deserve for this work. If you're like, hey, I loved it. Here's a dollar. Great. Cool. Awesome. Anything helps. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more great comics. Don't worry, we've got some horror stuff coming up, and the Power Rangers, of course. And then, of course, next week, we've got more of, we've got more of the Inkle. I know it's not very popular, but I'm going to continue because I'm almost done with it. And, of course, I'm going to continue Fathom, which still seems to get the hits. I'd like to do another Aspen comic, but we've got a lot of Fathom to get through. So, it's going to take us a bit. All right, guys. I'm out.